So far this morning, Emma Bosler of Annan, Ricky Carter of Marion, and Steve Triplett of Galatia have all won tickets to the Street Machine Nationals we've been giving away for days. If you want to attend and you're not lucky enough to win tickets, what's the best place to do to save a buck, get the most bang for your buck, if you will, when it comes to ticket prices with the event?
It's really easy, and it's getting easier. So we've added a couple more discount locations. You can go to any O'Reilly Auto Parts discount to get those discounted tickets. You can also go to Black Diamond Harley-Davidson. You can also go to Roadhouse Harley-Davidson as well and save $5.
Starts tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., concludes on Sunday at 3:30, and you literally have cars from – well, I the most fun I have had at the Street Machine Nationals in recent years since its return to DeCoin was the bunch of guys from Australia. Great fun with those guys.
Yeah, those guys are awesome. It's definitely turned international. So every year we seem to have somebody from a different country, and that makes it fun, and certainly from all points beyond. This morning I saw a guy stroll in there from North Carolina, from Blown Mafia, and I know he has some really cool big block engines. I'm looking forward to seeing those out of the trailer and riding around and cruising around DeCoin.
Well, when it comes to this, do you know the farthest so far? Do you know?
I don't know yet. I mean, I think he's pretty far. I have talked to some from California. I have yet to see an international guy but I'm sure there will be. Typically on a year, we have about 20 states represented or more.
Well, like the guys from Australia, they had to have the car shipped. Right. So they were here for the Street Machine Nationals, but they had been at other locations as well. They'd made a trip to America and they were going to more than one. They were showing their remade Mad Max car, which was really cool. So do you know, I'm kind of curious because I'm not sure how you'd build a statistic. What is the car you see most often at a Street Machine Nationals, a modified car? What breed? Because it used to be the Ford Mustang.
Yeah, you definitely see a lot of Ford Mustangs. I mean, I personally think you see a lot of Novas out there. You see a lot of SS Camaros. That's the beauty of it. You actually see a little bit of everything. I mean,
yeah.
Even custom creations. That's what's so cool about the Street Machine Nationals is there's no really set rules. There's no there's no set era time frame. It just has to be really cool and all about the muscle.
And, this is one of the symptoms of a car culture. Americans, and you go to another country or somebody from another country here and comes to drive, and you realize that we're all about our cars in many respects. I mean, I remember being in a car lot thinking about buying a car once, and the guy says, but is this who you are? Does this car match who you are? Well, we don't have the money for a Corvette, do we?
True.
And I think that the way you take your car and you begin to own it, right? Car modifications. How many channels can I flip through on cable and find out there's a show where they go out counting cars?
Absolutely, and that's what's so cool, and you're absolutely right. I mean, these owners, when you meet them, they definitely kind of represent their car. It's, they kind of turn into their car or vice versa. I don't know which, but, and we definitely sometimes take it for granted. That's what's really cool about, the U.S. is we definitely embrace it. That's one reason those Australian guys loved it here, because they have all kinds of rules. They can't even take a muscle car out on the normal roads, and that's what's so cool. Here we are celebrating it, and that's what it exactly is. It's a horsepower holiday, if you will, and we get to celebrate everything that's American.
All right, so how many people, and when I say how many people, there's two different categories. How many participants?
Yeah, we expect over, close to 3,000 participants, and the number's been growing pretty strong. When we first started this thing, we weren't sure to expect whether it was going to be one and done, when we brought it back, and here we are, I think 6 years later now it's already been, and it's still going strong and growing on the participant front, so that's really fun.
So what about your future at the DeCoin State Fairgrounds? Do you have a plan, a contract? How much longer? Because the turnout has been great, and the required changes in participation and how people participated has gone away. It's more about the cars now than it is the party. So what's your future at DeCoin?
Yeah, and that's what's great. I mean, it's really worked out. I mean, everyone's having fun, and a respectful kind of fun. So, you know, it's still good for families. It's still good for, you know, if you want to go and party a little bit as well. You know, it's not destructive as it may was once in the past. So that's really cool. To answer your question, I mean, we do have a multi-year contract with the fairgrounds. We'd like to come here, you know, every year as long as everybody will have us. And that's what's really important about the show and why we keep it affordable, because we, you know, these car shows can easily just go to the road and everyone can kind of pull a lawn chair out on the side of the road and watch it for free, but that kills the show and then the show goes away. So we really you know, really need everybody to come out. We try to keep it affordable ticket and to keep this show going and alive and keep this tradition going.
Demolition Derby on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I mean, it's kind of an oddball because we do a 180. I mean, we celebrate the show and shine and all the glitz and glamour, and then we
that's, you know, a 180. That is a 180.
And then we go and smash some vehicles, well, which is fun too.
You and I both know a guy who's going, are you leaning up against my car with a pair of Levi's with brass studs on it? Yeah, I'd like to talk to you for just a moment. We know these people.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, you might find yourself in the Derby if you do that.
Right. And then you go the other end going, let's go tear some stuff up. What else? When it comes to visual, all the thing is visual. I get that. But some of the things that are going on this weekend that have specific times of visual burnouts and things like that, what have you got scheduled?
Yeah, I mean, we have a general tire burnout. That takes place on Sunday at 3 o'clock. We have a Miss Street Machine Nationals contest on Sunday as well from the main stage. That takes place at 2. You know, we have the Manufacturers Midway that's open all weekend. We have cruising that's going on all weekend. One thing that's really cool for everybody, whether you have a muscle car or not, is we have Von Hot Rod, who's a world-famous pinstriper coming in from California. The first 1,500 people will get a special 35th anniversary sticker, which he'll strike his pinstriping around anything you want for free for small items, and he'll certainly quote bigger jobs as well. But he does toasters, he does shoes, he does cell phones, he does, you know, anything you have. He's done tools, you know, he's just a really cool guy.
I've seen these guys do this, you know, with literally freehand pinstriping, and it's mesmerizing.
Yeah, he's really good.
The talented people like that, you know, right backwards, you know, on glass and pinstripe is really impressive stuff. And a new swap meet, which is hosted by a local group too, the Egyptian Antique Auto Club.
Yeah, we're real excited about that. We've had a lot of people ask us, hey, we really want to swap meet. We got with the Egyptian Antique Club, and they had a need to put that on, and so they're hosting that, and we're having a pretty good response with that, and it seems to be growing each and every day. So we're looking forward to add that to the show as well.
All right, all tickets are $10, discount locations, but at the gate or online, tickets are $15. So as we were telling you a couple of moments ago, Black Diamond Harley Davidson, O'Reilly, and
Roadhouse Harley-Davidson as well.
All right. That's where you can go and get $10 tickets. If you're taking dad and you're taking the entire family, good way to go this weekend. So keep that in mind. 10 to 6 on Friday, Saturday 9 to 7, and 9 o'clock is going to be really popular on Saturday with this heat. And Sunday starting at 9, continuing until 3:30. So keep that in mind, the Street Machine Nationals. And, of course, if you drive on a road in Southern Illinois this weekend, you're going to see some of the participants. It's kind of becoming a popular thing to kind of go to Carbondale, and I got a kind of place I like to pull in and grab a milkshake and then watch the cars drive by.
Absolutely.
I've become my high school counterpart again, you know?
That's what's so cool about it.
Watch the cruising.
You can go back in time a little bit.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, there's so many of them. You know, I like the big block engines myself. I just like the roar.
You like the noise,
and the
don't
sound.
You?
Yeah, I like the noise.
And see, and I've always been a big fan of the smell, too, and I'm not sure why, but it's one of those things. You know, when you grow up around cars, you get a taste for it. 7:32, Matthew Look. He's with the Street Machine Nationals this weekend. Glad to have you here. Do you know what your attendance was last year?
Our attendance was in the uppers of 27,000, so pretty good for the whole weekend, counting participants and spectators alike.
That's really good, Matthew.
Yeah, that's outstanding.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that number.